Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman, does this signal to you that things are even worse than we thought, as bad as that is on the surface, that they're trying to hold people's checks and admitting they're not giving the IndyMac people their money back, even if it's under $100,000, or only giving them partial amounts? That seems to telegraph that they want people to not have confidence. I mean, we know the government's got the paltry $5 million or so to pay out to the people through that one bank. Are they trying to set a precedent here, or are they testing the waters, sending up a trial balloon?
I think they're very simply trying to limit the outflow of money at one time, and they think they can get away with it, and nobody's going to notice, and they're going to lay down. And the banks who are not honoring the checks, they're a bunch of crooks. And so change your bank to some bank that'll accept your check and put it in a new account for you.
Hey, listen, I had somebody set up an account who works with us so we could pay him. And they treat you like an absolute slave at banks now. And he was depositing a couple thousand dollars. And they just said, you can have your money in 2 weeks. I mean, I remember when I set up my first bank account when I was like 14, I got money out that day. I deposited like a $1,000 check from some jobs I had, and then I took part of it out for myself, you know, to take my girlfriend out to a movie and like buy a skateboard or something. But the point is that now I go set up a bank account and I may be putting tens of thousands in, and they treat you like dirt.
That's true, and that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And you know, we see what the United States government has done in the stock market. In 3 days, they have it up 700 points. Well, actually, only two, if you look at the swing in the market. And they're manipulating it. And they've got all the financial stocks up. You know, I've been doing this for years. And all I can tell you, the financials up between 20 and 35% this week. Short them if you have the professional expertise to do so. Because they're all going back down again. This is just another scam.
When would you say, in the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, next month or so, they'll all go back down again. Those problems aren't going to go away. I mean, we just talked about them.
All right.
I mean, you know, the losses at the big institutions, the bankruptcies, the banks won't cash checks. I mean, it's very obvious the situation is continuing, as you just said, to deteriorate faster than we had expected it to.
All right, Bob Chapman, I want to get you lined up for next Monday. We are very thankful for your time and very respectful of that. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there he goes. I want to bring Ted Anderson up for a minute and a half, and that's it, to give us where gold and silver is right now and the weekend deal that's good until Monday morning, even if gold keeps going up. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry, Alex, I got a cold and I'm fighting it a little bit. Right now, gold is at 963, silver is at 1848. We will be holding the price on Walking Liberties at $202 per roll of 20. That's $202 per roll of 20. That's a great buy to be getting into. The Frank will be holding that as well. It doesn't matter if gold goes over $1,000. By Monday, you'll still be able to get them. They're currently at 212. And both of those coins are a great buy. The British Sovereign will be sitting on that one at 286. And that's also another one. And a great way to get in a quarter ounce of gold. And I would suggest that if you're looking seriously at your portfolio, you should move sooner than later. Because the kind of problems that we're having right now, this is July. Come August, September, October, everything comes unglued.
And by the way, I haven't even gotten to it. We're all so desensitized by tyranny, I haven't even given you the big Ron Paul news. He says they're getting ready to move. Folks, hurt the New World Order. Their cashless grid enslaves you. Getting into metals empowers you. 1-800-686-2237. There'll be brokers there all weekend long up until 6 or 7 in the evening. 1-800-686-2237. So if you're listening tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, before the live show, 4 to 6, give them a call, 800-686-2237. Here's that number again for silver and gold at great prices. These are semi-numismatic coins at near bullion price, 1-800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is our guest for the next hour and 51 minutes. Bill Clinton came out and tried to say that Mark Cornegy was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing. That's how worried they were about him. Mark Cornegy helped mobilize much of the major militia movement we've seen in the last 15 years. He's been demonized. He was also run off the road by police and then put into prison for 7 years. And I have the squad car videos that absolutely nothing. They were basically trying to kill him, tried to frame him for a bank robbery. He had no criminal record. Of course, his family grew up right there in Dexter, Michigan, dad in the sheriff's department. And they admitted that later, but first said it was for bank robbery. He got out of prison, I forget. I know it was in the last year or so. He's got his new book out in the Battle for the Republic series, part one. He's also got new militia manuals. We'll tell you how to get those several times before he leaves us. We're also going to open the phones up to talk about a host of issues with Mark coming up in the next hour. For the next 50 minutes, we're going to be talking as much as we can to Mark about a whole host of New World Order developments that are unfolding and moving very fast. The bank runs, Barack Obama announcing the 1 million-man youth brigades with weapons to, quote, spy. Of course, we know that he didn't hatch that. He's just pushing it. That's already been set up. They're just going public with it now. Also, the huge development off the charts, never before seen, National Guard being called out by the governor for gun confiscation in Illinois under federal grants, just calmly inserted in a newscast, an announcement on NBC News in Chicago. Huge news. And we've got articles right now up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on that. Also, Ron Paul came out yesterday in a speech on the floor. We're going to be covering this later, where he said something big is about to happen, and he said our liberties will be taken. They want to launch this war for a police state and martial law. So Ron Paul's saying the hour is near. This is the maximum alert for everybody. This is the time to be warning people. The population is finally listening. That doesn't mean they know what's going on, but they're finally listening. They're not laughing. And so joining us in this dark hour is Mark Kornke. I want him on again next week as the dark times he foretold begin to unfold. Mark, it's great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Alex. And again, you know, absolutely, in this situation, we have a watchman on the wall. Well, we've all been watchmen on the wall for a long time, but Ron Paul has been right in the middle of Barad-dûr. He's right in the middle of Mordor, okay? And as he and several other people have pointed out, they're seeing this firsthand. They know what's going on. So everybody out there listening, for those who were naysayers, we're going to do something right now. We told you so. It's now, here's the thing. We've been under attack for a long time. The other side is getting, to a degree, impatient because they're getting old. Guys, we're outliving them. This is why they're going crazy. They're the ones that are in reaction mode. We're the ones in response mode. The difference? Reaction is knee-jerk desperation because of a lack of plan. Okay, response is where we understand the threat, we see what's going on, we have the working knowledge to deal with it, plus we have the working knowledge to deal with any problem that exists after we get rid of the buggers. This is what they're scared to death of. There is a whole bunch of people out here in the United States. We're not wild-eyed. We're not crazy. We have been specifically pointing at the problem. We have demonstrated the problem. And we have the solution in hand. Now, there are several things that are going to have to be done at the same time, Alex. And the most important thing is to be physically prepared. You know, we've talked about this. We have to deal with food, water, light manufacturing, the ability to take care of our people medically, and we have to be ready to fight to defend ourselves. And there are a lot of people in uniform who know this, too. Now, here's the one thing the other side is making the mistake on, and you know what? Fine, let them do it. There are a whole lot of people in uniform who are absolutely against this. Now, I'm going to say something that I have had meetings with general staff officers. I'm going to do this publicly. People, their most common question at different times over the years, and this is in the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, and the Marines. Mark?
Will the people stand with us?
That's right. And all you out there listening, if you want to know what's going to make the difference between having liberty and not having liberty, go walk into the bathroom, look in the mirror, and look at the man or woman that's going to make the decision. It isn't going to be some silver magic bullet from, you know, somewhere else.
People, you can't pass the buck. This is a personal decision. This is gut check time, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And that's where we are. So where everybody listening, right now, at this time, there are things you can do. Now, some of you are saying, well, I'm old. I'm almost 70. Guess what? You can drive a truck. Congratulations. You can operate a radio. You can be a medic. You can help it with the administration. Things, life's going to have to go on while all of this is taking
Congratulations.
Place.
Congratulations. You can run information through enemy checkpoints.
That's right. There's 100 things that can be done to successfully defeat the enemy. They don't have enough bodies to do this without trying to puff the stuff up through the controlled media. Now, here's the thing. What you just heard about in Chicago, we had the initial clippings on that as it came through. Remember, they're not sending these troops to Baghdad as originally planned. They're shipping them to Chicago. Major shift in operations. Now,
I've always said that's probably where they're going to hit with a false flag.
Yeah, and again, one of the issues here, the tie-in with all of this, Alex, is remember, the practice is overseas. What you see and everybody goes, oh, yeah, they're doing it to the Iraqis. Oh, yeah, yeah. People, they gave FBI, ATF, prison guards, local cops leave of absence for a year to work as a mercenary over there for $100,000 tax-free so they could practice busting skulls and torturing people the way they'd like to have the goofs do that over here.
And that's not our opinion. We got White House and Rand Corporation and other white papers on that, and we've written articles about it. They admit this is the big prize, and they created
right.
The murderous cadres over there, and they found out who was good, and they go, oh, get your shot. You know, the doctor doesn't even know. It's just a special shot for you where you get your soft kill weapon. You come back home and die, but the guys that said they'd torture and would torture and would run the 30-plus camps over there, they're all coming back here.
That's right. And here again, people wonder, how can they do this? Well, this is the mechanism they've used. Now, there's a lot of good soldiers and a lot of good men and women right now who are in uniform who are listening. And you've got to decide to use one two-letter word, no. We are not going to let America slip into the Soviet socialist mechanism that destroyed, that gutted both the work ethic, the economy, and the spirit of the Russian people.
But the globalists are masters at stampeding, even intellectual people, even folks that know what's going on. They see a nuke go off. They say the Al-Qaeda did it. You've got to go do this. But then ask yourselves into the first week, why are we confiscating guns around this city and other cities? Why are we going after the people? Why are there big arrest lists? At that point, you know who the terrorists were. If there was ever any doubts, you know that, when they're attacking the wrong target.
Well, interesting point. How many examples, think about it, Alex, do we have on video and audio where we were attacked with a plane with guys with box cutters, and immediately the argument was, we need to confiscate the guns. Absolutely had nothing to do with firearms, had nothing to do with the American firearms owner. In fact, to be quite honest, if an American firearms owner had been on the plane with a smuggled gun, if we believe the story that they officially gave, it would have been pop, 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 pop. Oh, you've got a box cutter, too? Pop, pop. There we go. Game over.
Well, plus,
Mark,
who believes that on planes with 50-plus men and women on average, it was about 55, so let's say half of those, 26 or so are men. I mean, somebody pulls a box cutter on me, and I don't claim to be Mr. Macho. I'm gonna beat the hell out of you.
You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and you know something's going bad. And especially with understanding the history, this is why. In fact, even with the no-fly list, patriots are on the no-fly list for one reason, people, because American patriots would stop a hijacking. That's why American patriots are on the no-fly list. And when you look at Washington and you look at these goofs, understand they hate the American patriot because they are globalist parasites. These parasites, these succubus, these vampire, who look just as pasty as you'd expect and just as goofy-eyed. Look at the eyes of Bush. Look at the eyes of Gore. Now,
like a ghoul. I mean, but my mother says they both look like vampires.
Yes, exactly.
And they're looking worse every day.
Or if you look at a shark, don't they look like that shark coming out of the murky water? As Don would say, he's been a diver for years, one of my other co-hosts, and, great guy. He was a diver. He's seen sharks come out. He said they look just like look like a combination of a parasitic vampire and the eye with the eyes of a shark, the bobble-headed eyes of a shark. Now, again, that's a minor point. They're so far away from the reality of the world and so far isolated that they're irrelevant, to be quite honest. They will be the ones who are going to press the button, so to speak. But it's you who are going to be the ground pounders on the line, people. We hold the real estate. Every person listening, if you're in Maine, Florida, Washington State, or Arizona, or California, people, you're standing on your country. This is our piece of real estate. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Arm yourself now. You want to vote these people, to explain to them how you feel? Reach into your pocket, pull out a handful of change and a dollar bill, and go right now when you go home or when you go to your lunch, and buy 50 rounds of .22 ammo and make sure that you get it for a quote-unquote a rifle. Always tell them, oh, it's for a rifle. They always ask. If it's a pistol, you got to put paperwork down in some states. It's for a rifle. But everybody buy a 50-round box of ammo with pocket change. Vote with your wallet. Explain to them that's 50 more rounds that we'll have available. It doesn't mean it's anything fancy. But every one of you got pocket change to do that with. And every one of us, we need to be part of the deep tactical reserve to develop the arms, equipment, and material necessary so we don't have to have supply lines. You can walk out to one of the militiamen standing there and literally hand him what he needs, because it'll be where it needs to be, not in a warehouse where they can roll the door shut and lock it. It needs to be spread across the whole of the country now. It needs to be in our hands. And you know what? The first time they try something, oh, well, it's like the old John Wayne movie.
You know, I don't want this to happen, but if you study history, whether it's in reality in 1775 or whether it's in V for Vendetta, they're just going to keep pushing and keep killing us until people fight back, and then it's going to turn into a melee, and then everybody's going to see the guys in black uniforms like at Waco running, but it's not going to be just one Waco. It's going to be hundreds where they're running, and then it's over. And then they're going to bring in the foreign I-4 forces as they've been conditioning everybody for. Mark Kornke's our guest. We're going to talk behind the scenes right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com stream listeners. Everybody else will be right back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Yours is one human life worth, and what happened to peace on earth?
Well, good people stood down, so evil took over, and now there's no peace. Until they're defeated.
They're gonna kill us. We better kill them first.
Let's go ahead and go back to Mark Kornke. Mark, we were getting into American Peril 1 and 2. You know, we're talking 15 years ago. You're laying out, they're going to hire street gangs, they're going to hire thugs, they're going to hire felons. People laughed at you. All the documents, all the sources. And then in about 1999, it was in the news. And now I've got all these mainstream publications. It's in my films. We posted it on Prison Planet and Infowars.com, where they say we're not just hiring foreigners from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Panama, the former death squads in the U.S. and Mexican military. We told you that 3 years ago. Now it's been in Texas news. They work for the CIA and are killing rival drug dealers. So Mexican paramilitary. Now they're announcing that the biggest army recruiting station is in Mexico City, the Philippines. They're hiring criminals. They report they want aggravated felons. That means rape, arson. It listed that in the news. And they just said it's good. I mean, that is one of the most classic signs of tyranny, not just armed spy youth brigades. And, Mark, you were telling us behind the scenes there for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I remember you reporting this 10, 12, 14 years ago, that the first meeting for FinCEN was in Chicago, where that was proposed. Lay this out for people.
Originally in Chicago, in 1993 and 1994, FinCEN was an unknown entity outside of a very narrow band of alphabet soup agencies. They met in Chicago, and 56 specific agencies and policing organizations met with them, and what they did is mapped out how to expand the MJTF and JTF forces, multi-jurisdictional task forces, and joint task force operations. But during these meetings, which were both note and no-note briefings, all of these men sucked in the air when they flat out said that what they were proposing is to create, oh, and where did we just hear this with Osama Bama Ding Dong and the Chipmunks? A multi-jurisdictional task force built up using the street gangs. And the reason? Well, guys, think about it. The street gangs are already regimented. The street gangs already have a command structure. They already understand how to use, you know, units of organization. They could arm them, equip them, and then use them as a shock force.
Well, they did this. They did this in Germany, in Russia, in Maoist China. The U.S. did this. We have the army manuals all over Latin America. Folks, Celso Castillo, high level, DEA, and now he's been set up and arrested like Mark was. And this is a police officer, army veteran, sniper, Vietnam, no criminal record, raided his house for some firearms, going to prison, basically. We tried to raise him some money. And it was all because he basically went on air and on TV in Texas and explained that they were hiring death squads and using Mexican troops to kill U.S. citizens. Now it's in the mainstream news. Think of the insanity. Mark, go ahead.
Well, another thing that's tied in with this is remember that we're talking about this million-man youth brigades. Remember the Clintonistas. There's a picture you might have laying around people that was in the AP. Showing the characters doing the double-handed, basically a salute, like they were bowing to the emperor. And one kid standing there, and he's looking like, what the hell is this? And there's one. And the interesting thing is Hillary's looking right at him like, yeah, I see you. You're not saluting like the rest. Bill's sitting there clapping and laughing while they're doing this. And it was a repeat, you know, like basically to the demagogue, okay? Well, that's where they're going with this. Now, those kids are already grown up and have gotten into some other part of the bureaucracy, I'm sure, because they were chosen for being bobbleheads. This latest situation now, in line with, for instance, using also the aggravated felons, remember that under Admiralty law, they perceive anybody who has been charged as property under a United States code, but also international Admiralty law. So by them signing them into a military element like this, they become property. They're under contract. That's a word all you in the military understand, and the police, you understand contract. I'm under contract for 4 years or 6 years or whatever. Well, guess what? They're doing the same thing, but this is an indentureship. The advantage of using these felons is that they already have, remember, like the CIA, like DEA, like all these alphabet agencies and intelligence operations, what they do is they need to pollute you. They need to get to a fork in the road and get you to do the wrong thing so they have something hanging over your head like the sword of Damocles. what they're doing with these guys, same thing. Alex, they bring them in, and they can also get rid of them just as quick when they're done with them.
And I don't want to hear laughing. We told you this for decades. Now it's mainstream news. We were right. You were wrong. Join the battle for the Republic. Join the Sons of Liberty against tyranny. Make your choice now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Why do you think tyrants and thugs and corrupt governments always try to mass up militarized police and prisons? Because the wicked fleeth when none pursueth. And then they always push and drive people into resisting them in their attempt to fully dominate you, because they know they're bad. They are cowardly, horrible people who hate seeing others do well, who hate seeing you being healthy and happy. They're not just trying to kill you with bioweapons and the food and vaccines and water and chemical weapons and cancer viruses and the shots because they want to save the earth. It's because they like hurting good people. They like hurting beauty. They like death and destruction. These are sick, twisted filth. Mark, we were talking behind the scenes there about how they need to keep the television there to keep people mesmerized in that dream state, not aware of what's going on.
Let's look at what just happened here with digital television. You know, remember 3 years ago they said, you will get one no matter what? What happened? They had to extend the date. Why? Because the economy was already soft, and we all knew it. But what they did is they said, oh, okay, well, we'll bring the price down. They set another deadline. It failed. But they didn't shut the television off, did they? You notice that? They kept, wait a minute. No, we need to have you on this. So what they did is they extended it again. Right now they're talking. What's happening? They're talking about government actually subsidizing, giving you money to put a little box on your machine.
They're already doing it.
Yeah, think about this. Why did they do that? Why didn't they just, because they told you with an iron fist, we're in control. You either do this or we're going to threaten to shut you off. They can't afford to do that because it's one of the several boob tube tools that they use, the booby tools that they've been using with the, you know, Survivor series. Excuse me, teaching you how to do the exact opposite of what you would be doing if all of you were in a situation where you were on your own and had to take care of your people. Just the reverse. The executive letter opener crowd takes over a survival situation. First one I would pop is anybody who was stupid enough to be following the guidelines of that goofiness. Because you'll notice in every one of those series, the first person they get rid of is the person who knows what they're doing.
Exactly. All those big shows that the social engineers put out by design and pushed till they were picked up and began to be popular and profitable, it shows you destroy the smartest, destroy the best, get rid of them first so that you can make it to the end, which is the opposite of how 10 people would survive by working together. They're training us to see all of us as competing with each other, so we pull each other down like a bunch of crabs in the bottom of a bucket.
Instead of the together working as one, and this is what has always been, this is the issue of liberty. Liberty is what they're attacking. Our liberty is a treasure that is unlimited. With it, we can reach the stars. Without that liberty, we have to first cut the chains off of our ankles and off of our wrists in order for us to move.
It's like swimming with a bowling ball tied to your leg.
That's right. It don't work too well. In fact, you can do it for a while, but eventually the bowling ball starts to pull you down. And the same is true. In fact, you'll see a progressive destruction of civilization, as has been the case, if we allow these creatures to proceed. But we don't need to. They are not all-powerful. And I'll give you a point real quick. I'm going to rub this in tactically. The bat faggots at Waco attacked once, okay, right off the bat, shot Koresh, shot the other man in the front door, hit him in the abdomen, they fall back, tried to kill every man, woman, and child. All they wanted to know when that guy called in with the 911 number was, where's the guy with the phone? Where's the guy with the phone? So they attacked a second time while the dispatcher lied to the people inside. Oh, no, they're not making a move. Then he turns around and says, are you making your move? Now, they attack a second time. They get beat back by grandmas, grandpas, women, and a handful of men my age and younger. A handful. The savages attacked when only grandpa and grandma and the women and the kids were there for the most part, guys. They're cowards. But here's the thing. Grandma and grandpa and the women and a handful of men stomped on their hind end. So they attacked a third time, and they didn't want to negotiate. They didn't want to talk. They wanted to murder. Now,
and by the way, at the time, we told you that Israelis, French, British, and Russians were there. We were laughed at. And then later, Newsweek said, oh, yeah, they had microwave guns, sound cannons, other secret white noise devices, and foreign troops helped kill Americans. Ha, ha, ha.
Television.
It was like a giant cookout, and then they posed with skulls and posed with the American flag as the building was burning, when really they were burning the soul of the American flag.
Now, to the first day here, the third attack failed, and the bat faggots all fell back. Do you want to know why they wanted to negotiate people? Because between the hundreds or so combat troops they had in their spiffy little black uniforms, they had less than 40 rounds between all of them left. The Davidians were nice people. You had better learn something. When the enemy wants to negotiate, shoot the negotiator and hunt the rest of them down because they're out of ammo. That's how it works. Do you realize the Branch Davidians would have captured every camera on the ground that showed who shot first? Every film disappeared. Watch the Waco Rules of Engagement and look at count how many cameras were running that the bat faggots had. They bragged about it. But when they all had to retreat, all the film disappeared and it was never found. Why? Because it shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that the bat faggot shot first. Now,
But it later came out in documents that they did shoot first and wanted to massacre them to then say, look, we killed a cult, we need more funding. And the video did get leaked of them loading the cameras saying, this is going to get us a lot of funding.
That's right. Now, here's the thing, though. The point is, they only wanted to negotiate once they realized that their hind end, was, you know, their old mammary gland was in the ringer, okay? There's another term. We'll be polite. The point is this, people. They aren't carrying enough ammo to win. And old people are going to say, oh, but they have tanks, and they have this, and they have that. Let me point something out real quick. The Israelis went into Lebanon with a class AA military force against leg infantry militia that had one thing. They had spirit. They didn't have air force. They didn't have helicopters. They didn't have spy satellites.
They had guts, and guts was enough.
And yet what they did is they used an effective checkerboard defense and dealt with and neutralized a class AA combined arms army with all the bells and whistles. So they don't want to dwell on it or talk about it because you're supposed to believe, like the Borg, it's futile to resist, you will be absorbed, blasé splee. Well, I'll tell you what. All flesh dies, and we need to send them to hell first. That's how it works. As long as you understand that, all you combat veterans out there, you soldiers, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and even Desert Dust 1 and 2, y'all know that here's how it works. At a given point, you're fearful of death. But then eventually you realize, seeing enough of it, that, well, if it's my time, it's my time. And when you throw that fear down, it doesn't mean that you don't try to keep yourself alive. It's when you concentrate on the job and put them in the ground first that you find you will probably make it. Now, Hezbollah, and there's a term nobody wants to talk about, in Lebanon, what they did is they all agreed we fight to the death. And they know what's funny? They agreed to that, and guess what? Most of them didn't have to fight to the death. They survived the battle, and they won. You realize what kind of a high that is, people, to actually face armor, artillery, aircraft and helicopters.
Oh, they fought super tanks with more armor than the Abrams.
That's right. And look what happened. They didn't. The bad guys didn't even reach their first primary objective. Think about that. They didn't even reach their first primary objective.
And by the way, it was photographed even by the mainstream media. They were even using nerve gas artillery, and that didn't even help them.
That's right. Now, here's another thing. Thank you very much for bringing it up, Alex. I'm going to repeat this because Mark, everybody knows Mark's a fanatic on this, and I'm not a fanatic. I was an NBC instructor, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare instructor. You all need a gas mask now. You all need a gas mask and preferably a chem suit now. Why? Because it's an insurance policy. And someone's going to say, well, it's not state-of-the-art. Guess what? Do you have $4,000 to spend on state-of-the-art? If you do, congratulations. Go for it, puppy. If not, you get what you can afford, and you upgrade progressively by taking it right off the face of the sucker that's coming at you. I only need 15 minutes if that's all my filter would work, and trust me, I'll have whatever that puppy's coming across with, plus I'm going to have his weapon, ptop, I'm going to have his toys, ptop, and by the way, if I'm hungry, I'll pull the food out of his mouth because I know it's safe. That is the attitude all of you have got to have. We are going to gut the enemy. If you don't think that way, they plan on gutting your country. Look what's happening. You guys are down there in Texas.
And I want to be straight up. When the enemy attacks you folks, and they do it every day, they rape your children, they torture them, but these are waddling pedophile scum and then basically low-grade morons that are too stupid that think they're on the good guys team. I mean, we've got the thinkers, and Mark, they've got the...
They got the stinkers. That's right. And you know, the most important thing is this. It's not that we are starting this. By God, people, look around. You're living at your battlefield is your home now. Everybody said, "We'll fight them when they're overseas." No, you're not. We let them hit the beach. They've landed on the beach. They're all through the country. They plan on raping, killing, pillaging, and burning.
MIT admits that the camera system was designed by the Pentagon 15 years ago, in place, tracking us, the enemy. NORTHCOM admits we are under a military rule and that we are seen as an enemy force.
Well, and
the American people have had war declared on them by a criminal rogue government.
Let's tie this in real quick, guys. How many, Alex, you saw the picture of the NORTHCOM general signing with a Canadian, right?
And they announced that it is a force against the American people. It shocked everybody, but we already told you they signed agreements a decade ago. But
well,
yeah.
Here's, for all of you Americans out there listening, what general officer has any authority to sign any agreement with a foreign power and to do so?
By the way, Congress had to pass a resolution saying they couldn't do that. The military just said, you don't run jack, just like PDD 51 Bush signed, says Congress isn't involved in government anymore.
And yet every American listening right now who might be listening for the first time would say, well, wait a minute, it says the civil government, you know, they have the authority. And I will go back again, go to NORTHCOM and look, you've got a general sitting there swap and spit with a Canadian UN officer. And you better rub this in, people. Canada is a UN prostitute. They already work for the UN. They've been busted several times for torture. They just signed an agreement to bring Canadian forces.
The UN's been busted several times. They've all, that's all the UN does. They go into a force to engage in pedophilia. And I'm not joking, folks. Everywhere the UN goes and the Canadian force goes, that's what they do. They are a force of pedophiles that are in the military to rape children. And I'm not joking when I say that. Google UN sex crimes. Every country en masse loading C-130s, flying them out. Mark?
Now, here's the thing about that. When you look at Time Magazine, Newsweek, and all the others, well, for instance, the Canadians in the Caribbean or the Canadians in North Africa, every time they take a picture, you'll notice they look at the ground, they turn away, they cover their face, they grab something like they're drinking. Every person in the picture is trying to hide their face. Those are criminals. They want to bring, now here's the thing too, the thing about poetic long-term, this is their idea for vendetta. Most Canadians are nice people, but there's a bunch of Canadians who have a vendetta against our liberated country because we deported them to Canada from the colonies. We kicked the Tories out of this country. We didn't want them back in, so we didn't reinvade Canada to make Canada
part
of us.
That's right. Ethan Allen made sure we took their property, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, that keep this in mind, those Canadians that are up there that are with the UN forces think that this is a revenge act. And for people to say, oh, that was 200 years ago. Back in 1995, you had a whole string of Canadians.
Well, let me stop you, Mark. When I was up there for 15 hours being interrogated, they let me know they hate America and George Washington. But go ahead.
Exactly. Well, the point is that the Canadians back in the, after we talked about this on the air, about the whole idea about Canadians being deported, a bunch of the kosher mafia lawyers got together, ADLMO lawyers got together with a bunch of Canadians and filed a lawsuit against the United States for war reparations from the Revolutionary War because of the deportees that we sent to Canada. Now, unlike what the Soviets do, the socialists do, here's the thing. The end of the American Revolution, unlike communist Russia or Germany or Japan or China, we didn't kill all of the opposition off. We told them, pack your bags, you got 90 days, leave this country in peace. That's the difference between our revolution and, like, the French Revolution with the Jacobin, the guillotines, the nutcases. The difference between the American Revolution is it was justice tempered with mercy. Now, I will say this. I understand I have to fight. I will not let my enemy take me into the gutter with him. We must maintain a standard and an ideal even as we kick the slats off of them. We will act in a specific way. We are men and women of the West. We are not the vagabonds and scallywags that we see in the Middle East, that we see over, you know, over with all of these socialist states. Granted, they've tried to do this. They got a million people they think they're going to recruit to make a little youth corps, you know, KGB-type interior police, on top of what we already have.
By the way, Mark, that's the incredible thing. They said, let me find the actual NBC News article. I've got it here. That's what they said. They said civilian national security force to collect intelligence, and then it's going to be an armed force.
Well, that's in line with the whole idea that what they're doing is going right down the checklist. Remember what happened here in the United States or the colonies.
That's like the GRU, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, the GRU combined with mostly the interior police. In fact, it's a magic number, this million or 100. First, 100,000 for the core of the interior police. A million-man, dispersion force, which would be attached to the interior police, which were used as stunt dummies. They were up the front line to take the bullet first. But they were also obviously the on-the-ground intelligence collectors in, like, Yugoslavia, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, all of the Baltic states.
Czechoslovakia.
That's right, all of these countries. And the thing is, we cannot let this go there, people. Some people are saying, well, we'll just let it roll over us and then we're going to resist. No, you stop this now. By God, you're Americans. You stop this now. Listen to my words. Stop this now. For you people in the military, I'm going to say this again. Alex is not saying this. Mark Kornke is saying this. When the time comes and somebody gives you an order to flatten a U.S. city to make an excuse for Tel Aviv and for England and a couple other countries to come in here and rape this country the rest of the way by manipulating the spiders, you turn, pull your weapon out, you put the weapon to their ear immediately and pull the trigger three times because it's going to take three shots to hit that little pea brain of that rat that's going to give that order. If you don't, what you're going to see is a destruction in the United States. And some people are saying, well, we have to do sacrifice the city because we've got to save the nation. You're not going to save the nation with this. They plan on gutting the country. They're going to split it three ways going on four. They're going to gut the country just like they did when they were attacking Germany back in the 20s and 30s when they raped them for all the resources they could. By the way, look at the map of Germany's economic corridor that was made by France and take a look. Lay that map from France through Germany. Lay that map over Mexico and the United States and tell me that it isn't a repeat of history. The industrial corridor that's going to come through your state in Texas, guys, is designed to flush the wealth, the raw materials out of the United States and gut us for every penny they can take physically as repossession.
That's right. It's basically spider fangs to suck the juices out.
Exactly. And here's the thing, too, guys. For instance, right down there, again, most Americans are hearing about this, but let's remind everybody. What business do the Spanish have running Texas roads and running them as a toll road? Why are they sending the money to Spain, and then Texas is going to get table?
But if you look, U.S. companies don't even exist. Anheuser-Busch, all the car companies, it's all being bought up. All the roads, all the ports, city governments that privatize are being bought. You got private merc forces like LCRA Water has their own SWAT teams and squads and surveils us all. I mean, it's just hellish mafia takeover at every level.
But it can be prevented. By the way, with our Ford, Chrysler, and GM employees listening and retirees, the stocks are so low, you all need to buy the company so you're on the stock floor when the time comes to tell them what to do, people. Don't let the Europeans or the Asians buy it. You buy it up. You ain't got nothing to lose. Your retirement's at stake. Do it now.
Here we go. Stay with us.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
when
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
New World Order are just a society of parasites and crooks. They love to suck off better men and women. They don't like your morals. They don't like the fact that you're happy. They only enjoy hurting people and flaunting their power. And they have diseased many of us with their own taste. We have to reject that. We have to come back together as communities. Well, I want to talk with Mark about what it'll look like if they were to win, what happened in the Soviet Union, what happened in China, what happened in Germany. I had a top former White House analyst and Treasury Department analyst, a well-known historian, Richard C. Cook, on, and he said no. He's sure they plan a mass extermination in this country, a huge purge, tens of millions conservatively, to take property and murder and then kill their enforcers. They'll always do that in several waves. We're going to go back to Mark in a moment and get into Ron Paul. Some big events are about to occur. Congressman warns that chaos is about to be unleashed on economic and political system by globalist intervention and world empire. Talk about that in the next hour and take your calls for Mark Kornke at 1-800-259-9231. I do want to also let you know that this show is made possible by the sales of the books and videos, not just the books and films that I've written or made at InfoWars.com, but the other books and videos we carry, like Washington, You're Fired, or The Money Masters on the Banking System, or my new film, of course, Truth Rising, very, very important, or Endgame, or Terror Storm, The Final Cut, that's got it all, How They Blew Up Building 7, just everything. And remember, just because you know about this doesn't mean your neighbors and friends and family do. Or maybe you talked to them a year ago and they laughed at you. Now they're not going to laugh. Or there's a better chance they won't laugh. Or down the road, it'll, like a seed that sprouts from a year before, they will remember what we said, what we did. Because as Mark said, we told you so. We broke down what was happening. We have another great sponsor, and that's Ecolo Blue. And their website is E-C-H-O-L-O Blue. E-C-O-L-O Blue. Ecolo, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. There's a big banner up on Infowars.com to EcoloBlue.com. It is an atmospheric water generator for your home. In the desert, it gets gallons a day. I can't imagine how much water it would give you. I mean, here in Austin, the thing just fills up in a few hours, and then we never seem to drain it each day. But it just makes gallon after gallon out of the air. It has five filters in it. Got a little maintenance manual, easy to clean and take care of. Great folks. EcoloBlue.com or give them a call to get a free catalog, 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. And if you plug this into a solar panel system, doesn't take a lot of power, then you've got water anywhere. Don't need a well. And this gets water in the desert, folks. There's so much water in the air. 866-585-4044, EcoloBlue.com. And don't forget InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to get the videos or call toll free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We are dedicated here, ladies and gentlemen, and your support, your purchase of the books and videos, it makes everything we do here possible. And also, it makes it possible to have this radio show and to have all these other great people on who we can then support and introduce to another audience. And it is a life and death situation. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Mark Kornke to talk about what Ron Paul has come out and said. We are in a very dark hour, but a lot of good things are happening as well. All right, fourth and final hour, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.